Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. Hi, this is CJ Savage, a certified hypnotherapist for over 19 years, and I am also a past mental health specialist, which I resigned from the state of Illinois in 1993 to open my own hypnosis clinics and travel and working with hospitals, major employers, colleges, organizations, and so on. I've been studying the mind for the past 30 years. And while I know a lot about the mind, and I can explain a lot, there are some things that just cannot be explained because there are not enough words in the English language to explain it. But I know a lot of what works and what doesn't, and you just have to experience it to understand it, and actually you have to be able to follow directions, okay? So we're going to talk about how to get happy, really happy, and overcome depression, from mild depression to severe depression, fast and easily. And it may be a little easier for some people than it can be for another person, but you can overcome depression easily and naturally without drugs if you want to. And you have to actually try to do what it is I'm about to tell you. But before we get into this, I'm going to take questions and comments, whatever, at the end of the program today. So when I tell you, I'll give you, for all you listeners that are on, if you want to call in to 347-637-2998, or you can go to the Blog Talk Radio homepage, go to blogtalkradio.com/ The Power of the Superconscious Mind. If you go to that, then you can click on the link that logs you into this live program there, which will actually, then you could be able to send me a message on there. If you cannot do that or you're not at a computer, you can also send a text message to me at 217-473-5412, or you can send it to my email address at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. That's thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And I'm going to try to get everyone's questions answered. I've tried this before, and we got cut off in time, and the computer logged off, and I've had some issues, but hopefully it's going to get better today. So also I want to tell you that I have a new blog, and you should check it out because it's being frequently updated and having stuff added onto it. But it will actually give you free help, tips, information to help you to improve your life. It's all free. Also, when I keep adding stuff, if you go on to the blog, which my new blog, it's thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. That's thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. And Blogspot is actually one of the bloggers. It comes from Blogger. It's a blogger site. And I actually like it better than the website because the blog is actually a website, but a website is a website, and it's there for you to go on, look it over, read, and even order off of it. But with the blog, it's a way that you can communicate back and forth. If you go on to my new blog and you subscribe to it, then you will become one of my VIPs, which it's all free, doesn't cost anything to be a VIP, and it is very limited to the number of people that I'm going to actually take in there as a VIP. But the whole point of it being is the first so many people, and I'm not sure how many the web developer can handle, but it will be limited, and by being a VIP, you will get all the free new products and free stuff that you will then use to give me back feedback on how you liked it, what it did for you, or whatever, before it actually goes out to the public. And so whether it be a new program or a new book, which, by the way, I have a new book coming out, which is coming out very soon. It is called Is Your Thinking Out of Order? It's going to be a really good book, too. So you might go onto the blog, which is thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com, and in there you will see where it says subscribe to this blog, and you can put in your name and your email address, and then you will be subscribed. Also, if you join my email list, which if you have already done that, then you don't need to do that, but if you join my email list, then you will be also a VIP. So again, it's very limited to how many numbers people we will actually take. So I suggest if you're interested, you have to do it right away. So once you become a subscriber of the blog or on my email list, either one, then you become a VIP and you will start receiving lots of free stuff, free reports, tips, audios, programs, books, and so on. And if at any time you don't care for the stuff or you're tired of getting the stuff, you can always stop and unsubscribe and get out of there anytime you want to. You're not committed to anything, and it will not cost you anything. So it is all free to all my VIPs. Okay. Now, also, you have my email address, which is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. So if you have a question or a comment, and if you'd like to send that over there, then I will be able to pick up your questions at the end of the program, and I will address them then. If you, again, if you're already on my email list, which I was talking about, that means you've already received something that said that you gave permission to receive emails from me, then you have subscribed to my email list, and so therefore you are a VIP whether you know it or not. Okay, happiness, that's what we're here to talk about today. Who doesn't want to be happy? Isn't that what we really want? We all want just to be happy. Well, how do you get happy and be happy and stay happy? Well, it's really not that difficult. But happiness is actually, happiness is an inside job. So if you're talking about, if you're taking antidepressants, and then you should know that it's only masking the symptoms. That is, if they are working, the antidepressants are working, but actually most drugs mask the symptoms and they don't cure the problem. And most of the time, the antidepressants don't work anyway. And the reason I'm telling you that is because just a couple weeks ago, I was invited to join Dr. Veronica Anderson on her radio talk program. It was on depression. And Dr. Veronica had myself and two other doctors on that program, and there was one other lady. She was into alternative methods and so on. But Dr. Veronica had me along with these two other doctors, and what we were to talk about was how we help people to overcome depression, which I found this really interesting because the very conventional doctor stated that the antidepressants don't work most of the time. And if a person's been on antidepressants for over a year, they're not ever going to work. They will never work, which my mouth kind of dropped, and I thought, well, that's no way to promote your drugs. But that's what he said. So, I mean, it came from a licensed conventional doctor. When I told what I do to help people to overcome depression of any degree, they jumped right in there, and they gave me full support, each and every one of them, agreeing that what I do does really work, and it works all the time for anyone who wants to try it and do it. It works. So let's get through this. Let's talk about the mind first, because basically the mind, this is the source of where it all begins. Okay, you have two minds of thought, two modes of thought, we'll call them two modes of thought. Your thinking process is actually two separate modes of thought. Remember, I do hypnosis, and when I do hypnosis, I work with the superconscious mind, which you probably more recognize as in the old days, if you're very old, that it was once called the subconscious mind. Well, we refer to it more as the higher self, the inner you, the superconscious mind, whatever you want to call it, but the more political correct term is the superconscious mind these days. And that's what I work with. And that is where all your power lies. And you came into this world as a spirit that took on a body. And as a spirit, that is your mind right there. The spiritual part of you is the mind. The mind is the spiritual part of you, which is in every single cell of your being, which is billions of cells. And in every single cell in your body has its own intelligence. The mind has billions of cells that it goes into these cells, and every cell has its own intelligence. So you also have what we call the physical mind. And the physical mind is basically is what you think that you think with and control, but it, the physical mind normally controls the person in most cases. And therefore, the average person uses between 2 and 4% of their average capacity of their mind power. So, if you didn't get your instruction manual when you came into this world, when you were born, then we're going to help you along with that mind of yours that is out of order in so many people. Now, you have a physical consciousness. That physical consciousness is one mode of thought. The physical consciousness is really is very obvious. It allows you to think, but it usually tries to think for you, and it feeds your mind with random thoughts of garbage, millions of thoughts that flow in uncontrollably every single day, remembering old past experiences and old events, and remembering verbal words that were said to you that were all negative. The negative stuff just comes flooding in all the time. But the physical mind is what you get up in the morning with, and you decide what you're going to wear, what you're going to do, where you're going to go. And so you have to make decisions with this physical mind, and you think, and you have a thought process. However, when you're not making a decision and you're not having to think, then you have idle thoughts. And so these idle thoughts is when the physical mind just floods you with these random thoughts of usually wrong, bad, negative thoughts, which these wrong, bad, negative thoughts lead to wrong, bad, negative feelings. And these negative feelings then lead to negative emotions like depression and anger and hate, okay? Like if somebody does something to you that you feel that was wrong, which happens to everybody in some degree or other. But if somebody does something to you that you feel was wrong, you will think it over and over. You'll rehash it in your mind. You go to bed at night and you're tired. You can't go to sleep because your mind is so busy recapping this a million times. Does it serve you? No. But do all the antidepressants in the world fix it? No, because all the antidepressants in the world is not going to fix your thinking process. So the physical mind that we're talking about here has what we call a critical factor. And the critical factor is always feeding you negative stuff because that is just part of the physical mind. However, the superconscious mind does not have a critical factor. And it will accept anything that the physical mind feeds it when it repeats itself over and over and over. It will accept it. You can do it by just a physical thought or a physical you hear the words through your physical ears and you hear it repetitiously and you hear it over and over and over, it will come to be. And the superconscious mind is going to make sure that it happens. It comes to be. So if you tell a child, you're stupid, you're stupid, you're stupid, and you say it enough times, they believe it. And if they believe it, that child will become stupid. And the reason that child is stupid is because you told that person that they're stupid. And it will, in negative energy, that's feeding out and producing, literally making negative energy, and it works like a boomerang. It comes back, and it's going to hit you up one side of the head or the other, and it's not going to do you any good. So do you know, do you realize that you do have control over what it is that you think? You have control over your physical thoughts, and your physical thoughts is what gets out of order, which leads to all these negative feelings and which leads to negative emotions. Feelings and emotions are not exactly the same, but they're very closely related. You can have a joke told to you, somebody tells you a joke, and you laugh so you feel really good for a minute, and that is a feeling. But if you repeated this feeling over and over and over, you're going to have good, positive emotions that's going to stay with you. And it happens, it works just the opposite way as well. if you hear somebody cuss, if somebody cusses you out or tells you off or tells you how no good you are, it will lead to a very bad feeling. And if you hear it long enough and it stays with you enough, if you keep thinking about it long enough, it will lead to a very negative emotion, depression, anger, hate, or whatever the case may be. So I want you to realize here that you do have control over what you think, over your physical thoughts. And your physical thoughts, again, are when you wake up, you just think and decide what you're going to wear, what clothing you're going to put on, or where you're going to go, or what you're going to do, or so on and so on. So between these decisions, and whenever you think between these rational thoughts, that you're having rational thoughts here because you have to make decisions, the mind goes idle. And when you're not thinking these decisions and what you're going to do or where you're going to go, then this idle thinking just lets the physical mind feed that mind with all these random, negative, bad, wrong thoughts that flow in uncontrollably and which can actually lead to negative feelings or even panic attacks, depression, or anger, or hate. And your physical mind's imagination just starts to go crazy. You start wondering what people are talking about you or what they're thinking about you. And they're probably not at all ever, but you start getting worried, and then you have fears, and then depression, and then anger, and it just goes on and on. It's snowballs, and it's a vicious circle. So all the time that you're doing all these crazy, wild, negative thoughts and thinking, sooner or later, sometime or other, you're going to be in a relaxed state. Just sit down, vegging out, relaxing in front of the TV, and you start thinking about this stuff in this nice, relaxed state. And in this nice, relaxed state, when you just simply become relaxed, you automatically go into an altered state of consciousness, which is a light trance. And in this light trance, you're actually letting the superconscious mind then take over, and it is reprogramming yourself. And when it's reprogramming yourself, you're reprogramming yourself for all bad, negative stuff. So you've got to get a grip. You can go back, and we're going to change all this and get a grip on your physical thoughts, your physical thinking. So you can just let go of all that wild, crazy, paranoid, depressed, negative, bad, wrong thoughts. Okay? Now, negative thinking is nothing more than a bad habit. It's nothing more than a bad habit. That's a fact. And a habit, what is a habit? A habit is a chronic pattern of behavior. So I'm going to teach you today how to break that bad habit, how to break that chronic pattern of behavior, break out of your shell, and get happy naturally without drugs. Now, I'm not telling anyone to not take their antidepressants. If you take them, you take them. But if you don't want to take them, don't do it, because I talked about this program. If you want to stop taking your antidepressants, then you need to discuss that with your doctor, period. Okay. If you want to get out of this depression that you're in, I want you to carefully listen to me and follow this to the letter. But first, before I go any further, I have a word from my sponsor. And then we will come back, and I will tell you what you need to do. Do you need a storage unit? Do you just have too much stuff? You can't get your car in the garage? Do you have a room in the house that you can't use because it's full of stuff? Clean it out, clear out your energy field, and move that stuff or all your items with a U-Haul truck and take it all to A-Plus Storage at 1920 Southbrook Road, Jacksonville, Illinois, 62650, or you can call them at 217-245-8203. That's 217-245-8203. And you can get a storage unit, a 5x10 storage unit for only $30 or $35 a month. Or for only $10 more, you can get twice the space. And a 10x10 is only $45 a month. A 10x15, $60 a month. 10x20, $75 a month, and 10x30 is $120 a month. They also have temperature control units at 1920 Southbrook Road. And by the way, Southbrook Road is spelled all one word, S-O-U-T-H-B-R-O-O-K. As people Google it, they can't find it because they put S period Brook. It is all one word, Southbrook. There is a $25 deposit on any unit that you get, but you get that $25 back when you give a 10-day notice that you will be leaving and leave it in broom-swept condition, clean. The first month is prorated, so you only pay for the days remaining in the month, which you use it, and the rent is due on the first of each month. You can use your own lock, or you can buy one from A-Plus Storage for $10. It's one of the round stainless steel desk locks. The owners are Matt and Julie Summers, residents of Jacksonville, people who treat you right and appreciate your business. You can call 217-245-8203 or email them at aplusstorage@live.com. That is aplusstorage@live, that's live.com. Or go to their website at www.aplusstorage. Again, it's all spelled out, aplusstorage.com. They can also rent you a U-Haul to move your stuff. U-Haul is the best trucks for moving. Okay, back to the program. You need to follow this to the letter. Now, I want you to understand the difference between a general depression, a depression, or something like grieving. If you've recently lost a loved one, which may be less than, say, 3, 4, 5 months ago, then you have every right to be depressed, and actually the depression can be very healthy at first. But once the experience of what caused the depression is beyond 5 or 6 months, then you should start becoming out of the depression and living life again. But a long-term depression that lasts for more than 6 months starts becoming dangerous to your overall health. You can very easily start having health problems because depression is a very negative emotion. Which, remember, you have the spiritual part of you, which is in every cell of your being, which is your mind. Your every cell of your being responds to every word that you hear. So if it hears and feels and thinks negative thoughts, words, and behavior, it's going to lead to ill health every time. So, first of all, bad, wrong, negative thoughts are nothing more than just a bad habit, and bad habits can be broken. First of all, the negative, wrong, bad thinking that you have is a bad habit. So this is the first thing I want you to do. Now, you can do this or you cannot do this. It's just a choice. First of all, wear a rubber band on your wrist. All my clients will tell you, oh, yeah, she wants you to wear a rubber band on your wrist if you're depressed or you have a lot of things going wrong in your life. I mean, if your dog's getting hit and you hit the deer on the road and you have a fire and your furnace quit and you're overdrawn at the bank and so on and so on. Why do these bad things happen to good people? You can be the best person in the world with the biggest heart in the world. But when you constantly think bad, wrong, negative thoughts, talk negative, have negative feelings, you're creating, literally creating, and putting out into all of the universe negative energy, which is like a boomerang. It's going to come back. It's going to attract like energy and bring it back to you. So, first thing I would suggest is wear a rubber band on your wrist, and every time you have a negative thought, snap it, and snap it hard enough to make it hurt. Yes, that's what I said, and that's what I mean, and yes, it works. Okay, put a rubber band on your wrist, snap it hard enough to make it hurt. You're giving up all the negativity, and you have to be honest with yourself too, by the way. Every time you think negative thoughts or say anything negative, snap the rubber band on your wrist to break the habit of thinking negatively. If you say anything like, we can't afford it, we don't have enough money, we can't pay for it, I hate that person, you're going to snap the rubber band, and you're going to think very carefully before you speak. If you're honest with yourself and you do snap that rubber band every time you do this, then it's going to bring attention to yourself, what you're doing. You will start gaining control over your physical thoughts. But every time you even start to have a negative thought or say something negative, turn it into something positive as fast as you can. Instead of saying something like, we can't afford it, we don't have enough money, then you should say something like, we'll buy it as soon as we have the money. Or how do you think that we can get the money to buy it? then you leave it up to the universe. You're opening up to the universe to bring you the money. Or we'll buy it just as soon as we have the money. But be positive. Okay. The other thing is that when you wear this rubber band, I strongly suggest that wherever you work or whatever you do or around your family and friends or when you socialize or whatever the case may be, but when you're around other people, always explain that rubber band. Explain why you're wearing it and tell them that you're giving up all negativity in the world and you don't want to think or say anything negative, but if you do, you're going to snap it. But in case you don't, if you forget to snap it for any reason, you tell these people that they are allowed to snap it for you in case you do forget to snap it. One, they become your support group. They're like, oh. And they're going to love it, too, because if you forget to snap it, they will dive across the room to snap it, and they'll snap it really hard. Two, it'll bring to their attention you do not want to hear or talk about anything negative, so they will become a little more aware and conscientious of what it is they're saying, and they will try very hard not to be negative, providing that they like you, that is. And if they don't and they want to give you a hard time, then that may be one of the people that you want to get away from for a while until you get control of your thinking. So the rubber band, I can't tell you, I can't express to you how important it is. It seems like such a really small thing, and it's minor, but it will have a major impact on your life. If you keep it on your wrist and you wear it every day, day and night, and you're very dedicated to get rid of all the negative thinking, I can tell you, if you just get rid of all the negative thinking, all the negative talk, then you will get rid of all the negative feelings. And no one is 100% immune to all negative energy, but I can tell you it will cut out about 99% out of your life. And if you do that, your life will do a 360 so fast, you're going to wake up one day and think, oh my gosh, you can't believe what happened. I had this wonderful thing happen. It was like a miracle. I mean, good doors will open to you. You will attract good positive energy, and good positive doors will open up. Second of all, that's the first thing, is break the bad habit of the negative thinking. That is a absolute must. The second thing is, okay, you've got the rubber band on, and you're not going to think anything negative, and you think you've got a pretty good grip on it so far, but you're not feeling real happy yet. Then I suggest that you get in the bathroom in front of a mirror, and if you feel silly doing this when there's anyone else around, then don't do it when anyone else is around. Do it when you're by yourself. If you have to go to a bathroom at the filling station, you know, do that. I don't know. Or you can shout it out through your mind. But get in front of a mirror, because the mirror actually reflects your energy and makes it that much more powerful. Give yourself a pep talk like you're talking to a third person. And when I say give a pep talk, I don't mean, hey, you think positive thoughts, be confident, and, you know, let's do some affirmations here every day. That's not going to do you any good. It's not gonna change your energy at all. Get in front of the mirror. Say to yourself, Cheryl J. Savage, you have positive, confident thoughts. You are the master of your destiny. You are captain of your soul. You know, look at that person. Look at yourself in the eyes of the mirror and give yourself quite a pep talk. And tell yourself you're going to let go of all the negative energy. Say a prayer. Tell God to help you to let go of all the negative energy. You'll be surprised what happens here. But then I want you to use some affirmations. And when you use these affirmations, again, stand in front of the mirror. It really amplifies your energy. You can use an affirmation, one of the ones that it works like magic. It does really work. It's a very simple affirmation saying something like, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Now, if you stand in front of the mirror and you say, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better, that's really not going to work. Yeah, it's not going to do much for you. I mean, own that statement. Say it with real feeling. Put feeling into it. Feed your energy into it. And just play like you're going to play in a play. I mean, act, get in front of the mirror, and even if you're in a really bad mood and you're feeling really down, you get there and you pretend that you're in a good mood. And you try to smile at yourself, and if you're so bad off you can't smile, then I suggest you just keep saying this until you have to completely change your energy, and you can, and it will, you will be able to smile in time. But you've got to put energy into it. something like, every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Maybe every day in every way, I am getting stronger and stronger. If you want to focus on your health, every day in every way, I am becoming healthier and healthier. But you've got to say it with real conviction and put feeling into it and power behind it. But if you stand there and say, every day in every way, I am getting better and better, and you expect something to happen, it's not going to happen. Repeat it multiple times until you feel your energy change. You'll feel the energy in within yourself changing. It will change, and you will actually feel like smiling. And you might even actually start laughing at yourself because you're going to think, you know, this is really silly, and I'm looking really foolish. But you know what? It doesn't really matter what anybody else thinks because this really works. Use some affirmations. Talk to yourself with enthusiasm, using your energy, your force within yourself, and say, every day in every way, I am getting better and better. You know, one of Tony Robbins' famous affirmations, which I absolutely love, he chants, every day in every way. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's it. Every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Well, one of his famous chants is this. That wasn't it. I got a roll on that one. It is, all I need is within me now. All I need is within me now. Try saying that about 20 times with real enthusiasm. And let me tell you something. The first time I ever chanted that, that is on his program called The Edge. It is an excellent program. Basically, he will change your energy. Affirmations is absolutely a must if you want to change your life and your energy. You've got to get rid of all the negative thinking, all the negative talk, and all the gossiping, and all the negative shows and the news. Does the news serve you? Do you need to know that this man killed three people brutally all over in another state somewhere else? I mean, what does that do for you, really? The news, I listen to the weather. And as far as the news goes, I might read the headlines, and that's enough, and then I just forget about it. But getting in all the details, getting it to your soul, let it go. But Tony Robbins' first chant, that chant that I first listened to, oh, I don't know how many years ago, 15 years ago maybe, all I need is within me now, did not make any sense to me. And I know that it's a little confusing if you're a newbie in working with energy, but everything you do need is within you. And my first time I heard that, I thought, yeah, really? Because I need about $30,000, and I don't think that's anywhere inside of me. Lo and behold, I just listened to every step he did. I listened to his program. I did what he said, and lo and behold, it was almost like $30,000 just come falling out of the sky. All of a sudden, an opportunity opened, and I made $30,000 in 6 weeks, which I invested into a house. Which was a foreclosure, flipped it, fixed it up, flipped it, and sold it right away and made $30,000 off of it. And it was just enough to clean up all my debt for my divorce. So all I needed was within me. If you need to clean up your health, then if you have health problems, when you say, oh, well, I have a bad arm, I have a bad knee, I have a bad back, then yes, you do. Keep saying it and just keep making it that much worse. If you want to clean up your health and you want to be healthy and you want to be strong and happy, then stop talking bad about yourself. Stop talking bad about your parts, because within you, and I do mean within you, you have an analogy is like the state-of-the-art pharmacy within you. There isn't anything in your body, your physical body, your mind, whatever it is that goes wrong, whether it's an illness or an injury, a disease, whatever it may be, you can heal yourself with your own mind. And I have a CD, which is, it's a hypnosis CD. It's called General Healing of Health Problems. The other one is Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health with Hypnosis. They're both my CDs. I have people that use that to heal cancer with. And, yes, I did say cancer. You can heal yourself with cancer. I don't heal you. You do it yourself. You simply use your mind. And I guide you through the steps. I simply guide your mind in the steps to take. And through the using that super conscious mind of yours, and I just recently had a client that actually discovered that he had cancer. He didn't do radiation. He did not do chemotherapy, and the cancer that he had was melanoma. He did listen to the CDs, he said, faithfully, and 1 month later, it was the announcement came from the doctor, you're in remission. He did a PET scan, and all of the cancer was gone. So go figure. I mean, just figure it out for yourself. I mean, if you're a really disbeliever and skeptic, one of the biggest skeptics, it doesn't make any difference. If we have absolute proof that you can heal yourself with your mind, you're always going to find some reason or excuse why you're not going to believe it. This past summer, I fell out of a tree, shattered my right arm, hundreds of breaks. I put that on YouTube, and all the x-rays are on there, the x-rays of when I fell out that night, and then 12 days later, 9 days later, and 12 days later, shows the x-rays of my bones, and I did not have any surgery, which they had planned to do. Dr. Mark Green was my orthopedic surgeon, which I went to see him 9 days after I fell out of the tree, and the only thing that I used was those two CDs, General Healing of Health Problems and Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health. For about the first 9 days, that's all I did was I sat on the sofa or laid in bed and I listened to those. I kept alternating them, one and then the other, listened to them over and over. 9 days later, my arm was almost healed. It was almost completely healed. By the 12th day, they took the cast off. I didn't have any cast, and that was the end of it. I was back to lifting weights, and I had full use and strength in my arm. And actually, I got to tell you, it was better than it was before I broke it, which is highly unusual. The thing that actually I think just was mind-boggling to the doctor and the nurses was that when I broke my arm, it shattered. There were two bones from between the wrist and the elbow, which were completely broken in two, and they were overlapping. And so 9 days later, my arm was in perfect alignment and almost completely healed. That was pretty mind-boggling for them. And they said that they believed in miracles, but this was highly unusual. The only thing I used was hypnosis. That's the only thing. No surgery. You can call Dr. Mark Green and ask him. He's had some people ask him, but that's the only thing. And I do have it on YouTube, but I use just the hypnosis. So I find that people put too much weight in insurance. Insurance can be great if you need it. And I'm not saying that, you know, you have to heal everything with your mind, but it certainly does help. And if you use that and go to a conventional doctor like Dr. Mark Green, which I absolutely have the ultimate respect, because he proved to me that his best interest at heart, he had my best interest at heart, because he was interested and he accepted my hypnosis. He wasn't negative in any way, shape, or form, and yet he continued doing his job, his conventional medicine. So when you use the alternative methods of healing and a good conventional doctor that will work with you on that, then everything works for the good. You have nothing to lose. So, yes, everything that you need is within you, whether it is good health or whether it is money. But there isn't anything that the mind cannot repair, overcome, or fix. And I've done hypnosis for over 19 years. I have not had a single client fail me yet. I don't care if it's bad knees and they have knees. If you do what I tell you to do, and you put that CD on and you listen to it at least 3 times in a row, back to back, 3 times in a row, back to back, and you do that on a daily basis. I've had one client that had cancer who had less than 2 months to live. About 2 months is what he was given. He listened to the CD, his hypnosis CD, 5 or 6 times a day for 2 weeks, and then he went back to work part-time. 2 weeks later, he went back to work full-time. He has been cancer-free for the past 3 years. His doctor told him, well, the cancer will come back, but it hasn't. He still listens to a CD. So, yes, it can fix or repair anything, but you can't listen to it 3 times in a row or 5 times a day and then turn around and go, you know what, I have cancer, and go around and tell everybody you have cancer and then plan your funeral and just keep going the conventional method. I mean, you can rehypnotize yourself anytime you want. But when you keep using that, you will start thinking and feeling more positive. okay? We're going to have to move on because I want to get through this. We're going to run out of time. The next thing that you have to do, and you do have to do this, whether you like it or not, you're going to have to do it. For some people, it's a very difficult challenge, but you're going to have to forgive anyone and everyone that has ever caused you any pain. Yes, that's what I said, forgive. You know what? It doesn't make any difference what has happened to you. What happens to you is only like 10%. It's only a very small part. It's not important what happens to you. It's how you treat what happens to you. How you treat it is 90% of it. Your attitude is everything. Because you can be a victim of a horrible crime. You can be a victim of, say, a rape or something of that sort. And if you're going to relive that over and over in your mind every single day, every hour, everything that reminds you of it, and you relive that over in your mind, well, your health's going to go down for one thing, but every time you recapture it, you go through that, in that memory and recapping that in your mind, it's just like it happens to you all over again. It's just a very bad play in your mind. So I'm going to tell you, you have to forgive the person because it's not the person that you hate. It was the thing that happened to you. And you're going to have to give up all the hate. To forgive, okay, to err is human, but to forgive is divine. And when you forgive, you are the one that's going to heal. But if you're going to hold on to negative emotions, hate, negative emotions, and that kind of thing, then it's like you drinking the poison and hoping the other person is going to get sick, and they don't. You do. So one way that you can actually let go of this is you can pray about it. You can ask God to help you to forgive it and forgive and get over it and release all the negative energy from you. That helps, and that works for some people. Some people can't let go, and so you're harboring all this negative feelings, negative emotions within your body. It gets down in your soul. Well, some people say, yeah, but time heals. Well, crap. You know what it does? This is what happens. If you have a really, truly horrific event that happens in your life, something really horrible, that's traumatic, and it upsets you so long, well, over time, you will heal in a way, in the sense that you can get on with your life. But the mind is like a computer program, and this is an event. It opened up a window, and that window is open. As time goes on, the window shrinks down, and you keep clicking on that little bar trying to close it out, but it doesn't. And what happens, it's like you clicked on the little line there, the little bar, it goes across, and all you've done is you minimize it. So it is a program that is still running deep into your soul. The way that you could know this is if you talk about it or think about it, does your heart beat a little faster? Do you just get a rise in emotions out of you? Does your blood pressure go up? Do you feel the acids in your stomach start churning and reproducing? Growing, the acids are growing in your stomach. If that is the case, if you still feel emotion about it, when you even think about it or talk about it, then the program is not closed out and is simply minimized deep into the soul. So I would strongly suggest that whoever it is, whatever happened, it doesn't matter. If you can, send them a text message, send them an email message, leave them a voicemail message, and just tell them. You have to explain yourself. Just tell them that you forgive them. You will feel a peace come over you. A peace and harmony. Forgive them. Doesn't matter why. Tell them because you want to be good to yourself because that's why you're going to do it. But you have to forgive. You cannot hold hate and anger in your heart and ever think for 1 minute that you could ever truly be happy. Forgive. Get on with your life. When you don't forgive and you have something that you are holding on to, a grudge, it's like you're driving down, this is an analogy, it's like you're driving down the road in your car and your rear view mirror is so big, you can't see where you're going. You can only see where you've been. So I suggest you take the rear view mirror down, get rid of it, so you can get on with your life. Now, one way that you could do this, and this works for everyone and anyone, I still strongly suggest that you pray about it, but this works for everybody. The way to release the negative energy from your body, soul, and mind is to sit down, get you a big notebook, stack of paper, whatever, in a very quiet place, where you're all alone and quiet and can think. No TV, no music, nothing. Get a nice, quiet place. And whoever it is that you hate, who have angered you or have hurt you or caused you any pain in any way, shape, or form, I suggest that you sit down with that pen and paper and you write them a letter. Now, when you write this letter is not ever going to be seen by them. So understand that from the get-go here. You're going to sit down, you're going to write a letter, and you're going to explain to them why they've caused you so much pain, why they've hurt you, why you're angry and you're mad and depressed and whatever just flows into mind. I want you to write it down. Write them a letter. Tell them off. And get it all out of your system. Everything that comes to mind until you can't think of anything else. When you're done writing this all out, and what you're actually doing here is you're releasing that negative energy, that dark negative energy within your body. You're releasing it right out through your arm, through the pen, on the paper. When you're completely done and you can't think of anything else to write, then I want you to write them a nice note because you're going to feel a peace that comes over you. You're going to feel very different, very differently. So write them then. Start writing that I forgive you. I forgive you because I'm a good person. I forgive you because I want to. I forgive you because I want to be good to myself. I forgive you because I love myself. I forgive you because you are a human being and there are no perfect people in this world. Just write it all out. And when you're done with that, then I want you to destroy it. And you burn it in your trash can out where you burn papers or you run it through a shredder. Just get rid of it. Nobody has to ever see that but you. And what you've done is you're going to feel a peace that comes over you. And you know what you're going to find out? You're going to find out that nothing reminds you of that incident anymore. You're not even going to think about it anymore. And if you do, you're not going to feel the emotion. There's not going to be any more emotion behind it. You've let it go. You've let out everything you wanted to, all the negative energy. You have forgiven that person, and then you've forgiven yourself. You're going to be good to yourself, but you've let it go. And I got to tell you, it works like a magic board. It works like magic. Do it. If you go to bed at night and something is bothering you because somebody said something to you that really upset you and you find yourself that you can't sleep, you're torturing yourself. Just get up and write it all down on paper. Release it all out and you'll be able to go right back to bed and go to sleep. But do not let anyone see that. No one sees it. No one but you. Okay, the next thing you have to do is be thankful. Be grateful for everything you have. Be grateful for everything. Anything and everything that you have, good or bad, be thankful. Thank God for everything. Because every single thing that you have, trial and error, good, bad, opportunities, miracles, good and bad, be grateful for because it makes you the person that you are. And when you're grateful for everything, whatever you're really truly grateful for, and you start counting your blessings, you're going to get more of the good stuff. So count your blessings every day, even if it's just a mental note in your head. You know, think about every day for 5 minutes what you're grateful for. You're grateful that you have legs and you can walk or that you can talk. You're grateful for the roof that's over your head. Grateful for the food that you have to eat, the abilities and the talents that you have to do the things that you do. Be grateful for the automobile that you have to drive. Grateful for the family and the loved ones. What a beautiful, healthy, wonderful family that you have. Be grateful for all your friends. Grateful for your good health, the health that you have. And if you're thinking, well, crap, my health stinks. Well, you know what? You must have some good health or you wouldn't even be able to think that. So be grateful for the good health that you do have and your health will keep improving. Quit dwelling on all the bad stuff. I strongly suggest that you meditate for at least 15 minutes a day, every single day. Just get into a nice, quiet place. Turn everything off. Take nice, deep breaths. Very slowly, deep breathing in and breathing out. And just clearing out your mind of everything. You don't think anything because you're focusing on your breath. And with your fingers, you tap very slowly as you count on your fingers as you breathe in. Again, tap with your fingers and count slowly while you hold the oxygen in your lungs, which is lungs full of oxygen. Hold it and count again slowly on your fingers. And then again, as you release the oxygen out through your lips with a separation between your teeth and your lips. Your tongue cannot thrust against the roof of your mouth. If you breathe out through the mouth and slightly allow a little space between your lips, then the tongue is not going to keep feeding the mind. So get the tongue off the roof of the mouth and take nice, deep, slow breaths. Inhale and outhale and out. You won't get to 10 deep breaths. I assure you, you won't do it 10 times. You'll be in a nice, deep trance. Okay. If you can just cut out all the negative stuff in your life, the negative people that bring you down, take an inventory of the people, your family and friends. You know, the first time I did this after I went through my divorce the second time because I couldn't handle any more negativity, I took inventory of all my family and friends and who was bringing me down, who was full of negative energy. And just pay attention. When you talk to somebody on the phone or you socialize with somebody or you hang out with somebody, how do you feel after you've been around them or talked to them or been with them? Do you feel better or do you feel worse? And if you feel worse, then I would suggest that you get busy and just be too busy for that first person because they're pulling you down. When you finally get control of your physical thoughts, you get control of your thinking, and you find the real true happiness within yourself, then you can be around that person if you want to, but you might find that you don't even want to be around that person much anymore. First time I did this, I had to cut out half my family for about the first 30 days. When I finally got control of myself, my physical thoughts, and finally started getting really happy, I cut out most of the people I'd been hanging out with. And as I became more aware and made them more aware of I wanted to be positive, they did too. So it works really well. The affirmations are very, very powerful. Say them with conviction and put some real effort and energy into it. You'll find that even if you don't feel like smiling and it doesn't feel good at first, if you really put some effort into it, you're going to change your mood completely. And your first hour of the day, when you get up in the morning, the first hour is sets precedence for the entire rest of the day. So I would suggest you start your day off right. And if you have any old programs that's running deep in your soul, then get rid of them. Get out pen and paper and start writing that down. Again, coming very soon, I have a new book coming out. Is Your Thinking Out of Order? If you're interested in getting that book, someone asked me what the price will be. I don't know what it'll be, but it'll be somewhere around $9.95, and it will be available as an electronic download, as an ebook. Subscribe to my blog, if you would please, and I thank you now for doing that. If you have any questions or comments now, you can call 347-637-2998. For all you listeners that are on there now, you can now call 347-637-2998. And I am going to see if I can find you on here. And my website shut off again. I don't know what's up with this. It's on a wireless. I should not do this on a wireless laptop. It's a wireless AT&T. So it goes off very easily, and I'm going to see if I can get on there. Okay. If you'd like to call in, you can. Or you can send me a text message or an email. Okay. Okay, here is a question. Someone asked me, when you say write this out on paper, is there any certain way that you write it out? No. To release negative energy, when you write out, it's like a magic board, when you write it out, basically if you're afraid somebody is actually going to see it, it doesn't make any difference if you write it out in code or if you abbreviate. You can abbreviate words. Just get it out. You're sending that thought process. You're pulling it all out. You're pulling out the negative energy out of your body, soul, and mind, and you're releasing it out on the pen, on the paper. You don't have to write it any certain way. Write any way you want. It doesn't have to be printed if you want to, or you can write it out in with a ink pen and in cursive. Actually, and yes, okay. And can you do it on the computer? I don't know why not, because you're going to actually produce those words you yourself and see it. If you want to write it on the computer, I'm sure that is fine. That works too. I've actually done this, and I got to tell you, if something's really bothering you, it doesn't make nervous. If something's bothering you in a negative way, and you write it all out, whatever comes to mind, and then when you get done, be sure that you say, you know what, I forgive you. I forgive you because I'm good to myself. I'm a good person. I forgive you. I love myself. Yes, and you just write this all out. And again, if you're going to do it on the computer, then when you're all done, completely delete it, permanently delete it. Just get rid of it. Don't save it. But it does work, and it works like magic. The other thing is when you, if you've had a very rough life, when I say rough, I mean a lot of problems in a negative way. You forgive other people. You need to forgive everyone and everything that's ever caused you any harm or pain. If you don't forgive that person, God cannot forgive you, and that is written in the Bible. I can't quote, scriptures very well, but I know it's there because I've seen it. However, you forgive everyone and everything that's ever caused you any pain. Then I want you to forgive yourself. Now, one of the things that you can do when you go to bed at night, if you can't sleep very well, then I would suggest that you are now getting in control of your physical thoughts. So you use that time that you're relaxing and to fall asleep. There's four phrases, and you fill these phrases in with your own name, and it will go something like this. It says, please forgive me. I'll use my name, but when you do this, you put your own name in there. You talk to yourself with your own name. If I was doing this, I would go to bed, and in my mind, I would repeat this over and over. In my mind, I would say it in my mind as if I mean it with all my heart. Please forgive me, Cheryl. I love you, Cheryl. I am sorry, Cheryl. Thank you. Please forgive me, Cheryl. I love you. I'm sorry. Thank you. And put your own name behind your phrases. Now, if I was in bed at night going to sleep, then I would simply, I had my eyes closed, and I'd be laying there trying to fall asleep, and I would replace all the negative thought. I would take control of my mind, and I would just replace that with those four phrases. Please forgive me, Cheryl. I love you. I'm sorry. Thank you, Cheryl. I mean, try it. It's very powerful. And I've had people tell me that they've done that, and tears just start flowing down their face. It is a really great release, emotional release of negative energy. Okay, we are running out of time right now, and I am about to get cut off, so I am going to shut it off. I have 4:58, so I'm going to let you go. And again, I'm just going to tell you one last time that don't forget that if you like this program, Blog Talk Radio, The Power of the Superconscious Mind, please go onto my show page, the main page, and you can mark it as a favorite, and then you will be notified in your email what programs I have and when, and I thank you now for doing that. You can also be my friend on Facebook. Just go on Facebook.com and search Cheryl J. Savage. That's CHERYLJSAVAGE, and then put hypnosis, HYPNOSIS. And you do that, it'll take you to my Facebook page, and you can be my friend. Also, you can link to me on Twitter, and my ID on Twitter is Hypnosis Queen with the underscore in between the hypnosis and the queen. I actually like Twitter a lot, and I go on Twitter every day and put something on there. It might be nobody cares. Here's my new one. Nobody cares what you did. Nobody cares how much money you have. Nobody will even remember how much money you had, or they won't even remember what you did, but no one ever forgets how you made them feel. Remember that. No one ever forgets how you made them feel. So make people feel good. Put a smile on your face, and the world will smile back. Okay, I've got to go, and join me again next Thursday. I will be on next Thursday, and thank you for joining me. And if you need storage space, call A-Plus Storage in Jacksonville, Illinois, at 217-245-8203. 217-245-8203. Thank you.